Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go on this Thursday, July 16th, 2020, 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. We thank Rich Cordray for joining us in hour number one. And this hour, we're joined by a great guest as well. We had our wires crossed yesterday a little bit, but that happens in planning a show like this, a live program. But we have untangled our wires greatly, and we are so glad to welcome this gentleman back to our microphones to get his opinion on everything going on in the world. Can you believe it's been nearly 10 years, October of 2010, since the name Jimmy McMillan became a national name, and he became a national figure as the founder and head of the Rent Is Too Damn High party. Remember that from the gubernatorial election in New York back in 2010? Saturday Night Live parodied him that weekend. What a pleasure it is to welcome back to these microphones Jimmy McMillan. Jimmy, how are you?
Good morning.
It's good to speak with you. I'm glad we got this all worked out and we're able to get you on the program.
Well, I wanted to come on the program because we have a serious problem in America, and it's not what people think. The problem is that we don't know who we are. We are species fighting against each other. And I followed National Geographic's Dr. Spencer Wells' DNA, and I was shocked when I learned in 2007 or 2006 that the mitochondria of every woman on the planet goes to a woman in Tanzania, Africa, and the Y chromosome of every man on the planet follows that, a male in Tanzania, Africa. My question is, people are responding to Black Lives Matter by saying White Lives Matter. You don't have to say that. Learn who you are, and you can relax like I do. People are, a species is fighting over each other, fighting each other for no reason at all. But my concern is the kids, the students in school. Who's teaching these kids, and why they don't know this is something that I believe they need to learn. It will help them be calm like me when you know who you are and where you come from.
What do you make of this whole situation? When you saw the death of George Floyd, the video in Minneapolis that we all saw back in May, what was your first reaction?
My first reaction is me politically involved and ran for president in 2012, is that slavery brought all this home. We have been, my people have been beaten. Some cops who were portrayed as they're not racist. They just, after slavery, this is something they have been doing. Since the ending of slavery, they have been beating my people as though we are supposed to be beaten. Police stops and shooting and killing. All of this comes from the species not knowing itself. You have the parents who have slaves. They have grandchildren. They have great-grandchildren now. And that's all they talked about around these kids. But to have the way we're going now, people are not worthy of teaching their kids. They need to take this murder stuff off the television for the kids and focus on something else. And as a karate expert, I know what I mean when I say focus. I spent 4 years or 3.5 years in Vietnam. And you can't talk murder to your kids and killing kids dying all the time. These are children. I don't want to hear that. And I know they don't want to hear it. But what else, it's just a matter of people think they know everything, and they don't. We have a dumb society when it comes to people knowing they are a family of Homo sapiens. I don't care if you're a Klan. I don't care if you're a Black Panther. I don't give it. I'm a Vietnam vet. I stand to defend my country. Where I'm at, you get in my way, I will kill you. The question is that something needs to be done. We need to strong-minded Americans to step up. And when you hear that, especially for my white buddies, I use that term white buddies not very often, but when you hear the thing Black Lives Matter, you're part of my family. Your DNA, my DNA is in you, and yours is in me. So once you learn who you are like me, you can focus on positive things. We have a crisis of a pandemic, and that should be the main focus of staying alive. We shouldn't be focused on white cops killing Black, because that's the way it's going. It has to stop. It has to stop. And Black Lives Matter is a group that brought attention to a serious problem. And after they buried George Floyd, they went back. People have gone back to being, oh, well, he's gone. What's next? Tomorrow there will be another beating and another killing and another episode of embarrassment of species fighting against each other. So, wow. I never believed that, coming from Vietnam all these years, that we would be entangled with the subject of this matter.
You know, Jimmy, what's interesting about this, whether or not you support this movement or not, that's been going on since right after Memorial Day, one thing you have to say is that it's been effective to the degree that there will be trials for certain police officers, that statues have come down, Confederate flags have come down, Aunt Jemima will no longer be around in the fall. Things are changing. Why this time, after all these years, is it more effective than it has been in the past?
People don't know who they are. Even the Indians, they don't know where they come from. They said that they was come out of the ground of Navajo, or whatever they call it. They don't know who they are. They don't know. Every species on the planet are related to Homo sapiens. Homo sapiens DNA goes to Africa. And there's nothing else to really say. They don't know. You can't argue with them, so don't even waste your time trying. Focus on something positive for your family. Take your kids on vacation. Right now you can't go nowhere because of the pandemic. We are in a crisis. I can't explain how we get out of it. All I know is that because of the pandemic, people in New York haven't been able to pay their rent. And they're sending out eviction notices right now as I speak, even though the governor has blocked evictions. But the question is that people don't know what to do. I have been in this game since 2006. I stepped forward in 2010, hoping I can get people's attention on a growing problem. I was ignored. They paid me no mind. The only one who focused on what I had to say with the kids. But now that time has passed, no one, and we're in trouble. The nation is in trouble. And at this point, I don't know what to do. I really don't.
Where do you see this going in the next few months?
Ooh. The hunger crisis haven't set in yet. It's going to get worse. When you walk out your door, the way you walk out your door, make sure you don't walk out that door because someone will be watching you because they know you're making money. Find another way. Change. Don't come out the door the same way every day. Come out the front door one day, the side door the next day, and the rear door the next day because they're watching you. Because you have something that they all need and can't get, and that's money to buy food. We're in trouble. And there's no answers for that other than as a Vietnam veteran and a military personnel. They're already starting to kill, shoot each other. The young, especially the young kids, with all the street violence that we have in New York and Chicago. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But one thing I do know, it should have never gotten to this. It could have been prevented. But because teachers don't know how to teach, there's a big difference between the rich and the poor. Because we live two different lifestyles. Those with money get home in the afternoon with their children. They talk about financial matters so the children can understand what's ahead for them. Those in the black community, when they get off from work, there's nothing to do. The kids are hanging out because they don't have any money to do the thing with. One or two people will come up and argue, I don't want a handout. I don't say anything. I just let them talk. But this is a great country. We need someone to lead it. Mm. And that's all there is. And there's nothing else than we need someone to lead it.
Well, that's an interesting point. Because of this pandemic, because of the protests and things we have seen, it doesn't seem like a presidential election year, but it is, and we're in July, and we're 4 short months away from a presidential election. We know the candidates will be current President Donald Trump on the Republican side, former Vice President Joe Biden on the Democratic side. There will be some other candidates. In 2016, I believe you supported President Trump. How do you feel about the election coming up in November?
The Democratic Party, I'm in politics. I'm a private investigator. I went undercover before I chose whose side I want to be on. The Democratic Party, such as Joe Biden, they're using the black vote to get elected. Barack Obama was there. And he did nothing to help these people who Joe Biden claimed now he can help. It's a game. I just don't pay no mind. I just know that I'm going to support Trump. If there was another choice other than him, I wouldn't do it. People could talk all that jazz, but he's a racist. Well, you're a racist. You know, they're doing all that talking and now look at us. You're going to take Trump off of the harem, and you're going to put Joe Biden in. Right now, we know what's going on. Trump don't bite his tongue. Where he stand by what he say. We're not a tone country. We're just people who just follow the greed and bashing somebody because the Democratic Party say Joe Biden is the one for them. But they're using the black people very easy to manipulate. And Joe Biden is one of those kind of guys. Because he was the vice president of Barack Obama, who was the worst president this country ever had. But of course, that's another conversation.
Well, you know, it's a conversation worth having at this point because he was the last president. This is the vice president of President Obama. Why do you feel that President Obama was the worst president we've ever had?
$50 billion to every bank and corporation in the country to bail them out. $50 billion. They took that money and they spent it on, like, Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs took $50 billion of that money and purchased a taxi fleet called Uber. Uber's supposed to be a public fleet. They spent that money at free will. People blaming Wall Street. Wall Street have nothing to do with this mess. It's a stupidity that we've never been in a sequester. We've never been in a fiscal cliff. We've never been in a deficit. They don't know how to count. We are in a mathematically illiterate nation. And that's where the problem started. You take the same money that you gave to $50 billion to every bank and corporation. You take that same money, even though there's a pandemic, the country would be great. But the people can't see that. They go around in some neighborhoods, it's all because Barack Obama was black. Barack Obama put your ass in a hole. and you can't get out of it now. The people just love to say, especially in the black community, they're easily brainwashed. And they've been brainwashed by the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party can't, they're not smart enough to do anything. That's why I ran for president in 2012, if you can find some tapes on that. There's a lot of videotapes out of me campaigning for president in 2012. And I talk about that relentlessly. I want my hillbilly brothers to remain hillbilly. This is, I want my rebel brothers to remain who you are. Don't let, you don't have to take guns and shoot nobody up. You can walk around and let them know I'm not. You have a freedom of speech and a freedom of choice to be who you are. Don't let anyone change you from you. You can't change. I'm black as hell. You can't change me. I still listen to James Brown. The question is that we letting people change us because we're fearful of our rights. The only thing that's worse, that's bad about this, on my way home, I get pulled over by police. He want to beat me. That's a form of slavery. So I propose legislation for the Senate and the House because when the slaves were free, they were free without any paper given. All of this could have been resolved with just an Emancipation Proclamation type of form to be distributed, approved by the Senate and the House, to give these slaves who were free finally the protection they need. Because the beatings and the hangings haven't stopped, but the hangings that will not end the system, like I said, right now, just financially and economically. And it's just a matter of understanding. Every time election year come along, we have these conversations because somebody want to get elected. They don't give a damn about the pandemic. They don't give a damn about your mother getting died of COVID-19. They don't give a damn about that. All they want you to do is, I wrote a letter to the Federal Election Commission and also the press release. You should cancel this election because of the pandemic. Oh, they don't care about that. We can't do it. Oh, yes, you can. This pandemic is very serious. They don't care. All they want to do is get Donald Trump out of there and get elected. They think Joe Biden will give them the best chance to win. And I want everybody to go to your front porch, open your eyes and take in a deep breath of fresh air with your mask on. This nation is in crisis. This world is in a crisis. And I'm a very proud Vietnam vet. I lost a lot of my buddies, left them behind. And I'm very proud of the contribution to my nation. I know that was hanging. I know about all that, but this is like a nation we have grown. But who do we have now to get us to the next step? The way that we're going, there is nobody. When I hear a white person, I talked to my homeboy last night. He was my homeboy's white. He was saying, but them white lives matter too. I said, you big stupid idiot. But, I said, don't you know that your DNA is in Africa? So once you learn who you are, you could change the tone of your voice and speak with confidence. We are cousins. We're from the same person, Homo sapiens, all of us. There is no exclusion. There is no difference. So you can talk about something else. And that's where it's just a matter of misunderstanding. And what I'm hoping I can do next is to help people understand this so we can move on to another conversation.
What do you think, we know who you support in November, President Trump. What do you think will happen in November because of the pandemic and because of the way things are right now?
Trump is going to win. When you listen to Joe Biden speak, you're going to hear him blaming Trump. But he hasn't said what he's going to do. People are angry, they're hungry, they don't know what to do. This election should, under a national emergency declared by the President of the United States on March 13, 2020, this election should have never taken place. It should have been postponed for the safety of the people. But that was never considered but agreed. They want to get Trump out of office so bad. The consideration of the people was never a thought of mine. Now the children are being born with this pandemic, with this coronavirus. We have a crisis on our hands that we wasn't prepared for. And I don't know what to say.
When it all shakes out, how long do you see this lasting? How long do you think it'll be before we have a vaccination?
Well, you know, Bill Gates had prepared some vaccinations with a chip in it, so that he can, once you go get the vaccination, they automatically insert a chip in you for whatever reason there is for someone to put a chip in you. If you go get a vaccination, then keep touching where you are, how you doing. Some pretty smart people do some pretty clever things. But to put a chip in you or a vaccination. We had the flu virus and the flu vaccine. How do we know they didn't put a chip in that? Crazy world, man. I'm just happy to be here. All I want people to do is, all my white buddies, went by the house yesterday, and I told them, I said, I want all y'all to meet me in the park. But they're pretty concerned about White Lives Matter. And I told them all clearly. I gave them a video of Dr. Spencer Wells from the National Geographic DNA. And I told him, look at it. I don't have to tell you who you are. You and me, we just got different complexions. You know, and things like that. You stand on the, when you hear somebody say, White Lives Matter, don't make yourself look ignorant and stupid like you don't follow. The DNA will set you free from prison. The DNA will set you free from confusion now. Because none of my white friends know who they are, and that bothers me. When I was in Vietnam, some of the greatest young white boys in the world saved my life. They wouldn't let nobody get close to me in Vietnam. If they felt, they put a little circle around me, because I'm the one who made sure they got home. And when they got killed, they would tell, make sure you tell me, they call me Papa Smurf. Make sure you tell Pop. Tell my family I love them. I was the last person, before they closed their eyes, I was the last person they seen. It's just a confusion of understanding who you are. Someone need to convey that so we can stop this nonsense. I was hoping it would be stopped, and when I came home in 1969 and 1968, one or two, because I came home injured, it didn't stop then, so I just moved on. My slogan on my campaign trail was, every child is my child. For people who don't understand what that means, it means what it says. I'm watching my children who are confused, and they need help. And the people who are confusing them are those who are confused themselves. As a karate teacher, I learned how to straighten things out right away to make sure there won't be no misunderstanding. Every child is my child. Even you yourself, you're my son. And for all my children, I say to my children, find something to do. Take your mind off this nonsense. Every life matters. Don't get caught up in that. Just go get yourself some breakfast. Because you're going to get sick, sugar diabetes, and high blood pressure, anxiety. You're going to be stressed out with something because you let this happen to you where it all can be prevented. And I'm everybody's dad. And when you hear the radio, people have a right to stand up and keep from being killed. You have to stop those who are killing you. So what they are doing now, the method of stopping people from killing you, I applaud them because who gave you the right to kill somebody? I shot and killed a lot of people in Vietnam. I know I don't have to shoot and kill you or shoot you in the back. I know I don't have to stop you from shooting you in the head. I know if you do something to me, and if I have to shoot you, it could be your thigh muscle. If I shoot you in the thigh muscle, you're going down. And I don't have to kill you. If you get in a wreck, I don't have to punch you in your face. This comes from people, not, we pay the police, but they're not monitoring. Some people, when they get pulled over, they know too damn much. Ask the police, what's the problem? But they got so much stuff on YouTube and all this stuff. They're trying to be detectives instead of straightening the problem out. I want to see the driver's license. With all the technology we have, someone can look at your license plate, a police officer, and your license plate will come up. If you're in the car, your picture would be on it. If you don't look nothing like the picture that I see on the technology we have, then you're going to have to get out that car. Utilize the technology we have before you start focusing on the stuff you see on YouTube. I don't have to get out of my car. I don't have to roll my window down. I don't care if you're black, white, red, green, yellow, blue. I pull you over because you could have been driving, could have crossed the line. This is my job as a police officer. I'm a national police officer by being a United States Army veteran. I want to make sure your safety is number one. When you start getting technical on me about stuff you see on YouTube, I know my rights. Well, you may know your rights, but let me just say this. Because the social media has taken over, for everybody who listens to my voice, now, I hope that someone can create the technology to block those who prevent law enforcement from doing their job if you get pulled over on the highway. When it comes to a black person, they focus on, is he going to beat me? Is he going to shoot me? Don't put it in front of me trying to see. You could have fallen asleep behind a wheel and wobbled the line. I want to make sure that you're safe. That's all. And let you go, but you don't give me a chance to do that. There's too much YouTube and social media involved in this. And they need to find a way to get a grip on it real fast. And the question is, they have no one to do that. But I want everybody to get involved. Help law enforcement out. Black people are scared as hell because of the shootings and killing. I don't know why. Black people are shooting and killing each other more than whites are. The police officers are. Wow, we got a problem. I can't define all of that, but I'm living that life. I'm going through all of that right now. I'm driving down a Georgia Turnpike. Highway patrolman pulled me over. I didn't say nothing. When he walked up to the car, he said, "Oh, Mr. McMillan, can I have a picture with you?" I said, "That's love." I said, "That's love." There's a lot of things that I thought I violated the law because I be driving all over this country, kind of pull over rest stops, going to sleep. Hanging out at a rest stop all night just to get to the next state. When a police officer tell me, can I have a picture with you? That freaked me out, man. That's my child. I love my children. You're not going to turn me against my children. I don't care what color you are. You're still my child. Because your uncle and your nephew could have lost their life in Vietnam. And I promise all of them, they say, I'm the last person they've seen. And I'm the last person that heard them say, not I can't breathe. But I'm the last person that heard your family member say, tell my family, I love them. And I'm on a mission to get this message out to your uncle, to your nephew. There were no women in the military when we was there coming in. They had nurses, but in the combat war, there was no women. And I'm still on a mission trying to find my family. And I love them all. I will never stop loving them. We don't take no knee unless you got shot in the knee. Leave it alone. You don't want to take a knee. Freedom of speech. You want to use the Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter. Freedom of speech. That's your choice. Just make sure you eat.
Well, you know, Jimmy, it's interesting. We talked about October 18th, 2010, when you came to the national spotlight during that gubernatorial debate in New York. Saturday Night Live parodied you. It was very interesting that weekend. When you go back to that night, what do you think made you stick out so much? What are your memories of that night, October 18th, 2010?
I kept a secret from everybody because I was around the people that would have blew the secret up the wrong way. In 2018, I was evicted from my apartment by a landlord who don't like black people. I didn't want to bring no NAACP in it. I said, I got an opportunity to get to the bottom of this, why are they doing this? By running for public office, finding a real cause to stop them from doing what they were doing. They bought a building in 2006. And when they bought the building in 2006, they never gave me a key to get in it. I didn't say nothing. I was mad and pissed. My main thing was to make sure my family was safe. My family was out of harm's way, wouldn't be killed. I knew they didn't want me there. From the publications I've seen where they had a dispute over whatever. But my question was to get to the bottom of it and find out where was it coming from. I'm going to fast forward the conversation for a moment because in March of 2019, I won the case. I wanted to get to the bottom of it to find out why were they doing this, and I did. I sent press release to every network. Do you remember the Mortar Commission?
Yes.
The Mortar Commission and the landlord was working together. So the landlord sent the Mortar Commission attorneys, there was a total of 145 of them, I beat them all. I beat them all in court. On March 19th of 2019, the judge rewarded me the case, and they wouldn't publicize it. But they would go on TV, in the newspaper, and tell everyone that I couldn't pay my rent. But they wouldn't tell anybody that they locked me out of the building. How was I able to go? I've been on every TV station and every radio station, Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, Imerson, a lot of programs. I never told anybody anything because I needed to get to the bottom of it to stop this, to stop them from doing what they were doing. So that's why I ran for governor in 2010. My personal identity was known about. My wife at the time, my son, driver's license, social security numbers, and all this stuff. My son came home from Iraq, an injured vet. They ripped me apart. As soon as I get a chance, I'll say, okay, let me go to court now. Start processing my papers. And then President Trump came on and said it was a national emergency on March 13, 2020, 1 year later. I said, I haven't had a chance to file papers to take them to court. That's what I'm ready to do this week, next week. I'm going to take them to court for either the housing discrimination. I'm a disabled vet. A slew of charges I can take them to court on, which I know I wouldn't, and that's what the secret that I was hiding. I got involved in a run to straighten out a problem that I've seen existing, and I knew I could do something about it. But I wanted everyone to take note. I kept my mouth shut. I didn't tell everybody. I kept the investigation. I am the investigator for the Rent is Too Damn High movement. For the movement I created. I became an investigator for this movement. And I have accomplished what I've done. I scored a major victory, and I'm going to present it to the public. I'll go to court one day, next week, pick up my paperwork, file my papers, and I'm taking them to court.
When you go back to 2010, that night on the debate stage, what was it like?
My mother died. And I couldn't go home. I had to find a way to sneak home so the press wouldn't follow me around because of the people that I was tracking was involved in organized crime. I had to stay away from my family. I was sleeping in my car. And I couldn't tell anyone what my message was because of the threat to my family. It was scary. But I'm a New Yorker. I pocketed a gun. I had a gun in my pocket. I wouldn't worry about it. Find a way to camouflage it and hide it to protect myself. Everyone has a right to bear arms. But it was. I didn't expect it would be monumental. The people, wow! I never thought anyone would ask me that question.
Well, that weekend when you saw yourself on Saturday Night Live being parodied by Kenan Thompson, what did you make of that?
Bank account. Bank account. I had tried to reach out to get my message out one way, and it came out in a way that wasn't. I'm not a media professional. It came out in a way that I didn't expect. One thing for sure, it brought my children together. It gave me an opportunity to reach out to my children in a way that I never dreamed that I would ever be that kind of person to reach out to my kids like that. The kids across the world, kind of like a George Floyd epidemic, they fell in love with me. And when they hear Jimmy McMillan of the Rent Too Damn High Party, they go ballistic. I was looking at a news article before the pandemic, California. The kids in college, years later, they were all protesting about the rent in San Diego or San Francisco, California, with a big sign that said, rent is too damn high. And they talked about me. Where's this going? It just blew me away. I had no idea. because I wasn't a celebrity. I was a veteran, come home from Vietnam with injuries. And my identity was taken away from me by the landlord and the border commission. And I'm going to deal with them in court. And just so much is going on that I wasn't prepared for. I want my biggest concern was I can help the people. My brother veterans were coming home. No place to stay. They say they're giving us guaranteed loans. That's a lie. If you got a loan from me, guaranteed, so why is it when I go to buy that, to purchase a home, they do a credit check, but the loan is guaranteed. There's just so much wrong. I have no answers for most of that stuff. The people embrace me in such a way that I love everybody.
What do you think your appeal was that everybody saw on that debate stage?
They were laughing because I had my sneakers on. Some were laughing. My facial hair. That's what I wanted. I didn't want to sit like you. I didn't want to open the questions up like you. The first thing I said when I opened my mouth was, allow me to introduce myself. I represent the renters too damn high party. And there's people laughing in the audience. But when I began to speak, people got serious. Politicians who were sitting on the stage, there were seven of them, hoping to be an elected official, and I beat them all. I was so happy. I don't know where it come from. It just, that's what I went for. If you take your time and relax before you open your mouth, things will come out right. But when you try to force it and push it, it's not going to come out the way you want it to come out. Let your body and your mind take the lead in your actions, and you're going to be just fine. But if you try to do it the way I tell you to do it, people telling me, you running for governor? You gotta raise this kind of money, you gotta raise this and do that. I say, I don't have to do nothing but stay black and die. I opened up an account for governor of the state of New York with $16.91. Hey, people send me money, I send it back. I don't want your money. I just want you to take a petition, help me get it signed, and let's get the country headed in the right direction. The same thing applied. Nothing has changed. Nothing changed. I'm just a simple person. I'm still living a simple life. 2018, a Vietnam veteran, disabled Vietnam veteran, who was thrown into the streets by a landlord. A disabled veteran who was forced to become homeless by a landlord who didn't want my complexion in his building. And I just took my time now. It's all gone. I'm still living. Everything is going to get straightened out. And I'm going to win again. My last straw to win it now is take it to court and let them face a judge.
What do you want people to remember many years from now about Jimmy McMillan, the whole rent is too damn high movement party? What's the point? What should people remember and know?
Well, when you look at me, remember what you've seen on television. It's not fake. Because the children that you have, the grandchildren you have, need a place to live. There's no reason why we should not have the information available for these kids, because the COVID-19 is killing the older people. some of these grandchildren will be able to get different benefits that their grandfathers and grandmothers leave behind. They don't know that because their mothers haven't made it available for them. I'm making sure that it's life. It's like, to answer that question, and you and I standing on the corner talking, and a big sinkhole comes beneath our feet, and we disappear. So we don't know everything. Just try to be prepared for what's coming ahead of you tomorrow when you walk out your office building tomorrow or today. You stop when you open and come out the door. You stood there for a few minutes, and then you moved on. But the question is that, as soon as you decided to move, an air conditioner fell from the building and hit exactly where you were standing. Is that a wake-up call, or what is it? These are the things that, the mysteries of life. Don't try to figure it out. You just enjoy the life. And you see someone, when you go get a sandwich, and they're hungry, take the sandwich back into the restaurant and tell the guy to cut it in half. Don't eat the whole sandwich. Eat a little bit and give the rest of it away. You don't need to eat the whole sandwich. We just got greedy.
Well, Jimmy, it has been so great to have you on today. I hope you can come back with us and update us on everything that's going on with you. I'm glad we finally got together, and I hope we get together again soon.
Wonderful. Tell everybody that I love them forever, and everyone has made me turn my life into something that I didn't expect. That's a celebrity. And I haven't made no moves because I've been hiding from this eviction secret that I was, didn't want to put my family in harm's way. But all that is about to come to light. As soon as I file the papers with the court, I'll find a way to send you a copy. Okay?
That sounds great. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Love everybody.
Jimmy McMillan, we all remember him from that infamous 2010 gubernatorial debate in New York, the rent is too damn high party. Go back, watch the video, watch the Saturday Night Live parody. Very funny stuff. Glenn Coble's up next. I believe the guest is Fred Malone today. Stay tuned, Swap Shop at 12.
But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors.
That?
Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do. Really rotten. Most people are